The means for doing this have not yet been developed. We have not yet created a disciplined and systematic understanding of the soul. We do not understand how our behaviors and activities affect the soul. When we see the personality in dysfunction, we do not think of what this reveals about the soul. Yet the personality is specific aspects of the soul reduced to a physical form. Therefore, dysfunctions of the personality cannot be understood without an understanding of the soul. The fears, angers, and jealousies that deform the personality cannot be understood apart from the karmic circumstances that they serve. When you understand, and truly understand, that the experiences of your life are necessary to the balancing of the energy of your soul, you are free not to react to them personally, to not create more negative karma for your soul. Pain by itself is merely pain, but the experience of pain, coupled with an understanding that the pain serves a worthy purpose, is suffering. Suffering is meaningful. Suffering can be endured because there is a reason for it that is worth the effort. What is more worthy of your pain than the evolution of your soul? This does not mean that you become a martyr. When you understand that by consciously serving the evolution of your soul, you contribute the most that you can to your world, you become one who contributes consciously to the well-being and spiritual development of those who share the human learning experience with you. If you are unkind to yourself, you will be unkind to others, and if you are negligent of yourself, you will be that to others. Only by feeling compassion for yourself can you feel compassion for others. If you cannot love yourself, you cannot love others, and you cannot stand to see others loved. If you cannot treat your own self kindly, you will resent that treatment when you see it in anyone else. If you cannot love yourself, loving others becomes a very painful endeavor with only occasional moments of comfort. In other words, loving others, or how you treat yourself, is your own dose of your own medicine that you really give to others at the same time.